WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Peter Straub has been called the thinking man Stephen King. He's known for his horror novels, but in his 14 books, he's also wandered into the mystery, suspense, fantasy, gothic, and science fiction genres. Most of these literary styles are represented in Straub's new collection of stories, Magic Terror. His other books include Mr. X, Ghost Story, The Hellfire Club, and The Talisman, which he collaborated on with Stephen King in 1984. He and King are currently working on a sequel. Straub says that he became a connoisseur of fear when he was 7 and was hit by a car while crossing the street. His long convalescence introduced him to what he calls fear's older brothers, terror and panic, and the rest of the family, nightmare, rage, depression, and shame, all of which he explores in his fiction. Straub has said that horror is an essential, crucial part of human existence, with its own considerable beauty. I asked him if writing horror is really writing about morality, and if that's what he finds fulfilling in it.
Yes, I would say it is what I find fulfilling, because it also kind of shades off into other moral areas, which mainly have to do with awareness, specifically the awareness of what is generally rejected or denied. Someone in our society has to speak of what is generally considered unacceptable, if not unspeakable, and it is sort of a privilege to be given that role. What I'm talking about are not merely moments of physical distress, but of their emotional consequences. That is, emotions like grief and terror, loss, sorrow, pain. Stuff like that, which is of immense human consequence, is really what is the good horror writers meat and drink. If you deal simply with sensation, then you're sort of cheating. You're cheating both the subject and yourself.
As a child, you knew about scary stuff. You were in a serious car accident when you were, what was it, 7?
I was 7, that's right, alas.
What happened?
I was a little boy trying to cross the street holding an ice cream cone, and I was far too concentrated on the ice cream cone, far more so than I should have been, and I never noticed the car bearing down on me until I glanced over my shoulder, or I glanced to my side, which I should have done before I stepped off the curb, and I saw this car about 15 feet away from me, and I knew that there was no way I was going to get out of the way. Besides, I experienced that well-known a response of people in abrupt peril, that of paralysis. So I literally was incapable of moving, and I just saw this thing march toward me as in a series of frames, closer, 2 feet closer, another foot closer, until finally the curtain mercifully descends. When I woke up, I was in a hospital. I was in terrible pain. Life had taken a turn for the worse, for sure. And that was a long experience. I went through what everybody goes through when something like that happens. I had operations, hospitalizations, further operations, and people telling me over and over, put this behind you, Peter. Forget about it. Unfortunately, I did manage to put it behind me and forget about it. And consequently, I had a tropism toward what other people saw as unacceptable. That is, at heart, I wanted to represent this extremely powerful experience, which had happened to me, but I had to transform it and put it into metaphorical terms, hence the birth of a horror writer.
Before you put it behind you, did you have nightmares about what had happened, and what were they about?
I had lots and lots of grotesque nightmares, and I think they probably increased after I persuaded myself that I didn't have to remember what had happened to me, because that's what happens. You know, what do they call that? The return of the repressed. Right. It's the return of the return of the vicious and the angry and the irrepressible. Really, I had these dreams, which represented the kind of reenactment of what had happened to me in symbolic terms. And that kind of experience didn't stop happening to me until I had at last figured it out and gone back and faced, you know, this event, which I'd rather devalued and downgraded, and which, you know, to be a really fully functioning, at least more or less attached human being, I had to come to terms with.
Around this time, after you were recovering from the car accident, you started to stutter. Did that plague you as a kid?
Oh, it was terrible. Here I was, this very verbose, garrulous, nonstop talker, and all of a sudden, one day, I stood up in class and I had to read a bit from the page of a textbook, at which I was really good, let me tell you. I was like, I was like a professional reader or something, and so it was this great opportunity to show off. And I came to the word Pittsburgh, and the word Pittsburgh refused to emerge. It just sat there like a stone on my tongue. And that plagued me ever since. My stutter still persists, but in a much, much smaller form. It mainly surfaces when I'm dealing with telephone operators or situations like that. It just more or less faded with age, but it was a terrible burden.
Peter, you didn't start out as a horror writer. You first wrote some poetry, wrote a novel, Marriages, about an adulterous affair. How did you discover horror?
I first became acquainted with horror when I was about 13 years old, with the purchase of a book called A Modern Library Giant called Great Tales of Terror and the Supernatural. I was very attached to that book, and I hauled it around with me wherever I went for a couple of months. And I eventually read all the stories in it. It was a huge, huge book. Then that sort of went away. I began reading H.P. Lovecraft and people like that in the early 70s when my wife and I were living in Dublin and London. And I met a friend named Tom Tessier, who was very well versed in that sort of writing. And he encouraged me to begin reading it. And I did it, and I liked it quite a bit. Remember, this was the time when The Exorcist had just come out, when Rosemary's Baby had just made a big splash, and as had done two novels by a former actor named Tom Tryon. They were all horror novels, and they all did very, very well. It was as though horror had, for some reason or other, experienced a kind of rebirth. I wrote that first novel, Marriages, which was not very good at all. I sort of wallowed for a little while and thrashed about, unable to just, you know, decide what to do. Then I decided to try to add my own little paper boat to the, you know, horror stream. And the second I started, it was with a book called Julia. Really, almost the instant I started, in the first sentence, I felt at home. I knew right away that book was going to work. This is a very unusual experience for a young writer. And anyhow, it did work. And worked in the best way, that is, that pieces of crucial information appeared to me just at the moment when they were needed. So the whole thing fell together. And sort of shaped itself. I knew it was publishable, and I knew it was going to do reasonably well. And thank goodness it was published, and it did do reasonably well.
So even though horror was a new branch of literature, it was just dawning on the American consciousness with The Exorcist and Rosemary's Baby, it didn't have a stigma?
Oh, it did, of course, have a stigma. It was just my good luck to enter a field that was seen as low rent and sort of despicable, because in that field, where my strengths really could flourish, I could sort of put on muscle and learn my business unbothered. No critics were going to pay a lot of attention to me. The only people who were going to pay attention were readers, and readers bought those books in great numbers and appreciated what I was doing and what I was trying to do. It gave me a chance to sort of flourish unobserved, and also to have enough time to explore the dignity that actually existed in this field, which was considered so low rent.
Peter Straub is my guest. He's best known as a horror writer. His novels include Ghost Story, The Hellfire Club, Mr. X, and The Talisman, which he collaborated on with Stephen King. His new book, Magic Terror, is a collection of short stories. Peter, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll talk some more. This is Fresh Air.